This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
Scientists made headlines about 6 months ago with a paper describing a mysterious microbe. It appeared to substitute the poison arsenic for one of the elements considered essential for life. A lot of scientists were skeptical at the time, and now, as NPR's John Hamilton reports, eight have published formal critiques of that paper.
What really got the media's attention back then was a massive, highly publicized press conference hosted by NASA. Felisa Wolf-Simon, a NASA scientist and the paper's lead author, made a dramatic claim.
This is an organism that has solved the challenge of being alive in a unique way.
Wolf-Simon's paper described a bacterium found in California's Mono Lake. The creature seemed to thrive using arsenic in place of phosphorus, which is one of the six elements commonly found in living organisms. It was an extraordinary idea. Right here on Earth, there was a form of life that followed different rules. And if that were true, it increased the likelihood that life could exist on other planets, too. But scientists like Patricia Foster of Indiana University say the hype got ahead of the science.
I was skeptical right from the start because it just seemed such an improbable thing. Plus, I was put off by all the press that was surrounded it, you know, that sort of immediately gets your attention, say, wait a minute, you know, why are they hyping this up so much?
Foster's detailed critique appears in the online edition of the journal Science, which also published the original paper. Foster doesn't question the integrity of Wolf-Simon and her team, only their conclusions. She believes the team did find a remarkable creature that can thrive on lots of arsenic and very little phosphorus. But that doesn't show it could get by without any phosphorus at all. Foster says Wolf-Simon should have offered a stronger case before making that kind of extraordinary claim.
Perfectly valid to say that you've got to give me more evidence to back that up because there's no precedent.
Other criticisms come from chemists. Stephen Benner says he's not surprised because chemists see the world in a very different way than biologists like Wolf-Simon. Benner is both a chemist and an astrobiologist. He works at the Foundation for Applied Molecular Evolution and the Westheimer Institute for Science in Gainesville, Florida. And Benner says the idea that an organism could be lapping up arsenic and incorporating it into the structure of its DNA wouldn't necessarily be ruled out by a biologist.
On the other side, the chemists are basically saying this hypothesis is at such odds with what we know about chemistry, it's not even worth considering.
Benner says the rules of chemistry suggest that any DNA molecule with arsenic in place of phosphorus should fall apart in water in a matter of minutes. But the biologist Wolf-Simon argues that her microbe seems somehow able to get around that problem. So I asked Benner where all this leaves us.
Well, it leaves you in an interdisciplinary discussion, you might call it a fight, where the standards of proof and the sort of the ground rules for having that discussion are not settled on in the first place.
Wolf-Simon says the critiques haven't changed her mind.
We really maintain that our interpretation of arsenic substitution is still viable and valid.
And she says one result of all the debate is that she's been getting lots of offers from scientists who want to help figure this thing out. So she says it shouldn't be long before we all know a lot more about her mysterious microbe. John Hamilton, NPR News.